after he gets through, say a farmer gets through cutting his hay, before he bales it, he might just pile it all up in the field, mm-hmm. in a great big thing. What would you call it?
I've seen those now, they're haystacks.
Yeah, in my where I'm from, I rarely have ever see a haystack.
Does that
around here?
Not anymore, but I, as a child, when we used to, when we ever went, because I hardly ever went out of town, but when we would go out in the Irvington area, there would be haystacks. They would pile it up, I guess, until they used it for fodder and or whatever, you know, and then it would stay. But I haven't seen a haystack, now that you mention it, yeah. for years.
Yeah. Now, apparently, they have some process, I guess it'd be a type of baling, but they roll it up, mm-hmm. you know, you see these great big rolls of hay, rather than
yeah.
those fashion square ones. Or say if, have you ever heard any particular terms for small piles of hay that have just been raked up in the field?
Uh-uh.
Have you ever heard windrows or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Or say a wagon that a farmer might use to bring his hay in from the field. You might have seen one or heard of one that had a kind of a wooden frame that extended the sides of the wagon so that he could take maybe an overload of hay. Ever heard of a hay rack or something like that?
Yeah, but I didn't know. I've heard of it, but I never knew what it pertained to.
Okay. Or I've been around here long enough to see one, but where I'm from, sometimes you'll see a place, well, just an outside place other than the barn where you could store your bales of hay, and it's entirely open, just maybe has four poles and some kind of roof to it, but no walls or anything, and you just put the bales under that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen those?
Yeah, I have seen them on occasion, and they just call them open barns.
Open barns.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Or what about the different kinds of animals that would be on farms in this part of the country?
The few that I had been on, growing up, they would have goats, cows. Most of them all had small dairies to supply the milk down here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, up my way, there's an old dairy that used to be here. It hasn't been in. He had nothing but a dairy. The Marchands had a small dairy, and they supplied milk, and so did the Collinses. I've seen sheep on them, you know, small herds of sheep, but mostly cows.
Mm-hmm.
And most of these, because I think most of the farming down here as I was growing up was, other than the vegetable truck farmers, was pecan crops. You know, we're noted for pecans also in the
really?
Rural. Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, since you mentioned dairies, so a dairy to you would be a place where milk cows are raised.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Have you ever something similar to that? Back before the days of refrigeration, say you got perishable things like milk and mm-hmm. butter. You have any idea what people
ice
did?
Box. Put them ice in a regular ice box. Uh-huh.
That was some sort of. Well, could you describe an ice box to me?
The one we had the ice man came. You know, we had an ice man delivered, but in between time, we used to have to take the wagon and go to the ice house and get the ice. But it was just. The top was where the ice was, and you put the milk. Mama, we always put the milk, you know, the real perishables up next alongside the ice, and the rest of it was things that could be last 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And ours was sort of a white. I can remember it. We didn't have the wooden type that I have seen the antiques now, but they were similar to it. But I think they must have been some type of, might have started, the icebox that we had was, it was tin, but it was a different kind of tin. Plus, it had a sort of like a thick, thick canvas board.
Something like that. Did people ever utilize, say, some running water? Might put that down there to keep it cool, something like that?